Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's nothing I haven't accused you of in the past, so turnabout's fair play.
You know what? I tell you what. You're right about that. And I've, you know, you always find a way to really get me mad. You always find a way. Like, you accuse me of being a fuddy-duddy, then you accuse me of saying things that aren't real, and I get mad about both of them. And I'm mad at you. Well, I'm not mad at you today, but I think you're taking some umbrage here that you shouldn't. First off, you're comparing the Cavs to the Browns and Guardians, and I don't think you should. I think that what that does is that divides the fan base, where I think that type of thing lives on Twitter. I don't think that thing lives in real life. I think the majority of the guys we're talking to, and ladies, but the majority of the people we're talking to, I think they're Guardians fans. I think they consider themselves Guardians fans. I think they consider themselves Cavs and Browns fans. And so it's not as cut up as we make it out to be on the internet, because it's the internet and it's a cesspool. I don't want you to make that change. Like, Tone, nobody's going to sit on their hands on Saturday. 1 o'clock game time, Orlando Magic. We got Coach David Thorpe joining us at 9:20. He's going to break this matchup down. But it's not like guys are going to be sitting on their hands on Saturday. People are going to be excited. And by the way, you can react to that in the post game with Jonathan Peterlin after the game on Saturday, which starts at 1 over at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. But I'm not encouraging people to not go. I would never do that. I'm encouraging people to go. I'm encouraging people to buy tickets. I encourage them to buy tickets to all four of our professional sports teams. That includes the Monsters. And I know we got like umpteen soccer teams, all of them, the Rovers, the rugby team. I want you to go to all of them. I like a healthy sports town. But you're saying, well, it's not the sports town that you guys make it out to be. You guys just like the Browns. I think you totally miss it there. It is a good sports town. And they're good enough fans to know they're not going to lie to themselves. Hey, they're not going to fake it just to get everybody excited. Okay, they were excited last year for the postseason. We talked a lot of trash last year. We let New York fans have it, and we lost in five games. And then we get ready for this one. People want to feel better about it. I think that people they're unnerving right now. I think they're a little bit nervous about this. And so when you get that, yeah, man, there's going to be a pensive quietness leading up to this game. As much as you want to turn it into a pep rally and a rah-rah, and nobody does loud, fun noises better than us in this city, it's a different feeling, bud.
And I hope
it's different by Friday. Maybe it's different by Friday.
I can't blame fans for whether or not the expectations are not what they were hoping, that this team doesn't resemble the team that went 18-2 at one point. I get it. They have earned that skepticism by the way they've played since the All-Star break. But is there any way I can talk you into getting excited about a team that, to me, I even know Dean Wade, we still haven't heard anything about, they're about as healthy as they've been all year. Donovan Mitchell looked like himself in that Pacers game. Darius Garland hit some big shots down the stretch. Evan Mobley seems to me, after the All-Star break and after the injury, to have improved. Like,
That's a silver lining.
Can I interest you in the potential for this team to get their first post-LeBron playoff series win?
I'm not being poop about everything that they're doing. I'm not trying to do that. I'm really not. But I think a lot of people remember last year, and they talked a lot of trash, man. A lot of it. And we tried to. I think there was a hangover until that Mavericks game, and then people got reintroduced to the Cavaliers this year, and it's kind of been dicey up and down ever since. Like, they beat that Mavericks team on that heave-ho by Max Strus. And then they go out and lose to Chicago the next night.
And we had a bunch of those.
And by the way, Peterlin was in for him, right? And we called it the Peterlin Pass. That was the birth of the Peterlin Pass.
Right.
So we were like, hey, man, it's no big deal. We're giving passes. To the point of now, you can't give a pass for Sunday. Well, if you win on Saturday and you win game two, then you can give a pass for Sunday now, can't you?
I was just in the back as I was struggling with this. You've gotten to me emotionally because I went back.
I'm glad I did.
I hate to admit this. I went to our boss and I said, do I sound phony on this? And he goes, no. He goes,
I think you're legitimately frustrated. That's what weirds me out about it, because you're doing a complete 180 of what you've done in the past.
Well, Andy was back there going, oh, no, we'll be fine. We're going to win this series in five games. People will be back on board. And I'm like, yeah, but can't we get back on board today knowing what's at stake? And what's at stake to me? Everything we know about this team, certainly. But just the history of the playoffs. And I know it's never easier to make the playoffs in every sport. We understand why. Financial reasons. And every sport continues to expand their playoffs. But I just went through in the back and talked about recent memories, or at least in the last decade, like memories that the Indians had on their run to the World Series. Me and my buddies downtown watching road games for the Indians at the time, in games against the Blue Jays and the Red Sox. And we were so pumped, and obviously the World Series. The LeBron era, two separate eras where no matter where you were, I mean, this entire city was locked in to every single game, home and away. They flooded downtown and they flooded to their suburban bars to watch all that stuff. And you pointed out first thing today, like, oh yeah, real excited. $30 to get into a Cavs playoff game. And I'm like,
36 man, with fees.
I mean, you're not wrong in any of that. The fans in this town are not really excited about a big playoff run because they don't believe it. I get that. But I watch all these games. I don't want to watch all these games every year, all these regular season games, tell everybody, well, you know, what really matters is the playoffs. Then we get to the playoffs, and everyone's like, yeah, but they can't go far, so it doesn't matter.
It's
like, that just seems like such a colossal waste of a year of my life.
216-474-0092. Are you excited about the Cavs postseason? Am I poo-pooing it? I'm not, and I think a lot of people aren't, but they're just not going to get quote-unquote fooled again. And also, I don't...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't remember the last time a team in Cleveland, and it's different in the other sports, okay? I get that, man, but I don't remember the last time a team just came out and blatantly told you what they think their ceiling is. It just sticks with me. We're 3 days after the point, man. And I'm not trying to belabor it, but I can't help it. If we're talking about this type of thing, the fans were told, without being told, but they were told, that they think that they are a one-and-done team this year, and that is a step forward. And before, like, man, when it's not comparable, but when you had LeBron the first time – It's all right. We got to break through. They never told you. I mean, if you and I sat down and rationalized, it's like, okay, you got to make the playoffs first. Then you got to try to win your first series. Okay, Washington's been there before. Let's see if they can beat the Wizards. And then it's okay. Let's see what happens against Detroit and see if we learn anything against Detroit. Then the next year's the next step, and the next year is expected to be the next step. And it's supposed to be the same way. But man, when you do something like that on Sunday, it just tells everybody what you think your own ceiling is.
It was not
a
good message.
Man, we're supposed to be a professional sports franchise, and we're supposed to dare to dream here.
If I was running their PR, I wouldn't have loved that message. I'd probably get fired over that message. It was not a good one to the fans.
But I have to try to see him halfway and go, it might have been the right message. Because I might line up here and tell you if they beat Orlando, hey, we don't got a great shot against Boston. But I'm going to say it and go, let's let it ride. To hell with it. Let's go. But they're telling you. And I'm thinking, guys, just let Kenny Carman and Anthony Lyme on the radio tell them that. You don't need to tell them on a Sunday.
Do you think Donovan Mitchell feels that way? Do you think Darius? Do you think Evan Mobley?
Well, considering how mad Max Strus was after that game, yeah, I think that they probably feel like you've put a cap on our own basketball team by that. You're telling us all what you think. I mean, Max Strus... And I had some people fire back with me and say, well, Miami doesn't care about the regular season. Clearly, they care about the postseason, and they clearly care about taking it as far as they can. And I think they try a lot of things during the regular season.
Yeah, we're not there. We can't compare ourselves
to Miami
right now.
But a guy who comes from that culture is visibly upset of what happened. I got to move on at some point. I know it, man. And I hate to keep breaking that broken record here. I know we're going to get more emails from people. But it's a totally different vibe. People want to believe their teams are going to take it as far as they can.
I just know what Donovan Mitchell just told Chris Fedor of Cleveland.com, talking about being judged solely on getting to the finals, the conference finals, the NBA finals. And I know how he feels, because I know that regardless of whether his future is going to play out in Cleveland or it's going to play out anywhere else, he knows it's on him.
So he can't be thrilled.
I think you might see a different team.
I hope so.
Post All-Star break.
I hope so.
I think you might see a very different team come Saturday.
Because I'll tell you what, hearing you say what Donovan Mitchell had said and was written about in Cleveland.com, that was the Fedor, right? Okay, from what he said, it sounds to me like your team's goals and Donovan's goals and probably some players are two different things. He's talking about making the finals. At least the Eastern Conference Finals. And again, let the media be the ones to tell you you don't have a chance against Team X. Don't make your fans feel that way. And so it's a bad PR move, just like you mentioned, Tone. Can't do that. You cannot allow something like that to go down.
If they would have just played everybody in that game, and understandably what they were also trying to do is make sure to limit the injuries, and what did we do? The only guard they played in that game got injured. Had they have just played their guys in that game a respectable amount, would that have mattered to you? We would feel all that much better about this team?
No, I don't know. I just don't want to. Honestly, it's going to make me feel a lot better, and I'm going to come in here with a much sunnier disposition if they go out there and they pound Orlando, and then I don't have to talk about the stupid game on Sunday ever again. You know what I mean? Like, I'd love – you want me to put my cards out here on the table? I would love – when's game two, by the way? Would that be Monday, I'm guessing? Somebody sent us a schedule. I'm not sure when game two is. So you're going to play on Saturday. That means we're definitely going to come in here Monday after a win or a loss. I'd love nothing better than to go out there and beat Orlando by 20 and have a bunch of people call
Monday
me up
at
going,
seven.
And have a bunch of people call me up and say, Ken, you were bitching and moaning all day, every day for the first 3 days of the week about that game on Sunday, and you were saying the sky is falling and then nothing happened. Please give me that. I'm begging you to give me that. You want to record my audio and things that I say?
Uh-oh.
Record that. I'm begging them to go out there and clean Orlando's clock, and then we get nasty calls from Vaughn, who tried to sneak in, and JJ and everybody who says, Kenny, you were overreacting, you were too worried, you were too emotional, you let it get to you, and you were wrong. Please, I'm begging you to do so. I need something to have this year and something to look forward to next year, and damn it, I need something I can sell to Donovan Mitchell for the future to stay here so we can stop talking about this New York crap. That's what I want. I want to be wrong.
I am not of the ilk, and I've seen some Cavs fans say, well, it's all about steps, and you have to crawl before you walk, before you can run.
Let me say that instead of you. I'll say it. I'll make excuses for you.
I mean, Minnesota is trying to run this year. Oklahoma City is trying to run. They're trying to sprint immediately. And they have expectations. Like, I'm okay with having big expectations. They do need to win a playoff series. And I think one thing me and you, we've disagreed all morning. One thing we both agree with is they better win this playoff series.
Yeah.
I think they will. I feel good about this playoff. I feel better.
They're favored in it. God, I'd hope so.
I think they have so much more of a scoring advantage than the Magic. I don't think it's going to be easy to score in these games, but I find it hard to believe that this Magic team, how they're built, that they're going to find enough offense to be able to steal two or three or then win the whole series. But, you know, we're going to get a breakdown coming up from David Thorpe. I'm excited. It's the playoffs in Cleveland. We should never take this for granted.
David Thorpe going to be joining us next. Tone, can you tell everybody what David Thorpe is going to let us in on coming up next?
He's going to let us know if Evan Mobley and Darius Garland, how they're going to deal with the physicality, the most physical team in the NBA playoffs. It is the Magic. Will they have a breakthrough? And can JB get the rotations down to where they can win this series and get a post-LeBron playoff series win? David Thorpe next here on 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.